M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. WNBA star Brittany Griner is free and on the way home from Russia in a prisoner exchange that will free Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle.
It's just a happy day for me and my family, so I'm going to smile right now. thank you.
Sherelle Griner speaking to President Biden at the White House this morning.
Moments ago, standing together with her wife, Sherelle, in the Oval Office, I spoke with Brittany Griner. She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home after months of being unjustly detained in Russia.
Still in Russia, another American prisoner, Paul Whelan, a Michigan corporate security executive, jailed on espionage charges that his family and the U.S. government say are baseless. President Biden says the U.S. will continue negotiating for his release. Reports of gunfire near a power facility in South Carolina. Nobody was hurt and no power failure reported, says Duke Energy, after reports of gunfire yesterday near the Watery Hydro Station in Ridgeway, South Carolina. Thousands of Duke Energy customers in neighboring North Carolina lost power over the weekend after authorities said one or more people drove up to two substations, breached the gates, and opened fire. The House is expected to pass and send to the president a bill to protect interracial and same-sex marriages. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Expressing concerns that conservatives will take steps to end the legalization of gay marriages and even biracial unions, the Senate has just passed bipartisan legislation to keep them legal under federal law. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explained the bill last week.
The federal government will never again stand in the way of marrying the person you love.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP News.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underly said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Judge Jennifer Darrow is defending herself after words she gave a man she convicted for domestic abuse last week 2 days to report to jail. In that time, sheriff's deputies in Illinois say Michael Liu broke into his in-laws' home and shot at them and stabbed them several times. Darrow's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign says most judges actually give abuse convicts more time to report to jail. Wisconsin taxpayers will likely have to pay state taxes on any student loan debt forgiven. Some tax professionals are telling people to report loan forgiveness as income, even if they don't get a 1099-C form from their loan servicer. In sports, the Bucks beat Sacramento last night. College volleyball Sweet 16 play today. Wisconsin host Penn State and Marquette takes on top-seeded Texas. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to again thank Ms. Ann Leinfelder-Grove, the president and CEO of WellPoint, as well as Ms. Jody Palavan, who's the vice president in clinical services. I now want to welcome back a young man who I have tremendous respect for and have watched him over the last decade or more take leadership role to a whole different level in addressing some of the mental health issues that seem to be growing in our society. And, you know, when you talk about mental health and those kinds of things, his name comes up a lot. And that's Mr. Jeremy Triplett. Good morning to you again, my friend. How you doing?
I'm great, man. Thank you for having me again.
All right, listen, man. You got that title, Department of Health and Human Services, Behavioral Health Services, yeah. Prevention Coordinator. Are they going to add any other agitate words to that?
Listen, man, I always tell folks you want your impact to be bigger than your title, so I got a lot of work to do. Right.
And you brought along with you, Miss, let me make sure I got it right, Tahira Malik. Mm-hmm. She is with Samad's House. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on the show this morning, Mr. Ingram.
All right. So let's, Jeremy, let's talk about what's going on. It's the holidays.
Yeah, man.
And you know, the holidays should be a joyous time.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for many, it is a time that stress, on top of stress, happens to people who think that the holiday is about delivering something.
Yeah.
Not delivering themselves, but good. Delivering some things that we unfortunately in this society put that kind of pressure mm-hmm. on people. Let's talk a little bit about the holidays and what that means to far too many people.
Yeah, man. So we know in 2020 and 2021, the COVID-19 has exacerbated the woes that come from the holidays, right? Even before that, folks are going, how can I meet my needs? How can I get something to eat? How do I provide for those I love? When you add on top of that a pandemic, and now this year they're calling it, what, a tridemic?
A tridemic.
A tridemic, right? And there's addiction on top of that. So we have a lot of folks in our community, really across the country, who are saying, listen, we need better ways to cope during these holidays. We honestly need to be able to figure out how to ground ourselves and make sure we come out of the holidays at least not worse than when we went in. And so we're here to just encourage folks during the holidays to please find some comfort, find a better way to cope with life. Make sure you're gearing yourself up to be around family or to find folks that you love and trust to be around that can lift your spirits.
You know, Jeremy, you said finding a better way to cope with life. Mm-hmm. And when you're as gray as I am, it means you've been around a while. And it's heartbreaking when you have to find a way to cope with what is the greatest gift that there is, life.
Yep.
Right? We live in an environment that people can't enjoy this gift of life, which is only here for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to figure out ways to cope, man, and that's not easy.
It's not easy. We found in the pandemic that we're all going through it together, right? And so rather it being you don't understand my story, many times is if I choose to share or listen, I find out we have more in common than we have different, right? And so during the holidays, not only are we saying, yeah, you want to make sure you're able to cope, but you also want to hold on to the things that give you joy. Hold on to the things that give you peace. Hold on to the things that are affirming to you, that let you know that you have a great reason to live.
You know, man, you would think right now, sometimes just a meal, right?
Yeah.
You know, the holidays are supposed to be about people coming together, right? I see people that I love that unfortunately, in the society we live in today, I can only exhibit that to them when I see them is over the holiday, right? Mm-hmm. That's the thing that brings us together, not the fact that we should be doing this anyway because, you know, what it makes us feel, right? To be around people you love. But sometimes the only time we do that
is during the holidays.
Yeah.
Well, we found out that after the pandemic, folks were actually so excited to see somebody.
Yeah.
The summertime became the holidays after a while, right? And
right.
So people have been hungry to be around other people. And so that's the good news, right? If we had a silver lining, for lack of a better term, we know that people want to be around other people. We also know that as we do that, we're getting used to it again, right? Some people are assuming that just because the highest point of COVID is quote unquote over, that people are kind of back to normal. Folks ain't feeling too normal, and that's okay. We're not expecting people to feel 100% themselves or to feel 100% normal. We're still trying to figure out if we should wear a mask or not, right?
Yeah.
And so it's so important for us to give grace to each other, and however you're showing up in spaces, whether you feel a little uncomfortable or not, make sure, once again, you're surrounding yourself with things that are affirming. You're surrounding yourself as much as you can with people, messages, and activities that remind you of how dope you are, how great you are, and how great it is to actually exist on this earth.
You know, man, while I love you so much is because you got the right job. Because you are a person who inspires through your delivery about these things can be done, right? And I have never seen you or heard you talk about the things in a negative light. It's always upbeat. It's always that we can make this happen, and we have to make it happen. So you got the right person.
And he's actually making it happen through the campaign of Better Ways to Cope. He's brought on six great agencies that's planted strictly in centralized Milwaukee so that we can disseminate the information and let people know, hey, we are here, we're going to help you through it, and we're going to provide the tools so that you make it through successfully through the holidays. You know, we can kind of gear towards that Better Ways to Cope because we want to be intentional in what we're doing so that we can bring more awareness and reduce the stigma of addiction. We have to start having those conversations.
So let's do this because this is Ms. Tahara. Malik.
This is, yes, I am Tahira Malik, and I'm the founder of Samaz House, which began as a sober living home for women. Because I have lived experience, I've been in recovery for the past 11 years. I am recovering from opioids, and from that experience and watching and witnessing that women don't have a safe place to recover sometimes, we built a home and said, let us help you recover from addiction. But while we're doing that, we're going to offer strong strategic programming. We're going to be very intentional in what we're doing because we know what it takes to rebuild life after addiction. You have to retrain that mind. Yeah. You have to retrain that spirit, and you have to retrain that body. You have to learn how to love yourself again. As we began to grow, we looked around and we said, now we're working on ourselves. How can we work on the community? How can we show our community that it's wonderful to recover, that recovery is easier than addiction? So we began harm reduction strategies. We partnered with the Milwaukee County Better Ways to Cope campaign to say, you know what? We're going to be put foot to the ground, and we're going to bring awareness.
So let me ask you, because when we talk about addictions and people think, well, you know, alcohol.
Yeah.
They right now, when you hear like people who have been on or are using crack or as heroin or, as you just stated, opioids, it's almost as if those are insurmountable recovery once you've got involved with those types of drugs. You clearly are stating that it can be done. Your prime example that it can be done. Why is it? Is it the fact that there's so many people and so few opportunities who are caught up in that vicious cycle? The fact that there aren't enough facilities. Because you can't do that outpatient for the most part.
Absolutely. So when we're looking at addiction and when we're looking at how can we come out, what we're finding is that more people do want to come out but just don't know where to go, you know. And so what we do is we connect the people with the resources. Samaz House, when we bring women in, we've partnered with other agencies to make sure they have that outpatient treatment with AODA counseling, making sure they're connected with a therapist to work on their mental well-being. We make sure that they're meeting with nutritionists. We also make sure we bring in that financial education, because if you've lived in addiction for a number of years, you don't realize that you have lost total sense of how to spend money. So when you do regain your financial and your financial independence and your self-sufficiency and you receive income, now you're at a loss because it's, I have a check. I'm used to spending my check on the drug of my choice.
So I want you to hang on, because we've got to go to a break. Hold that thought. I want to move a little deeper into that conversation when we come back. We've got to go to a break. I guess Milwaukee County Mental Health Services, Jeremy Triplett, and I'm going to try it one last time. Ms. Tahira.
There you go.
Malik of Samaj House. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 37. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 30. Overcast skies tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely. Daytime highs approaching 35. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
It's actually Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige. Yeah, they sound alike. welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Mr. Jeremy Triplett is in the studio. Mr. Hara Malik of Samaj is in the house. And so I wanted to ask you, Tahara, when they're trying to recover from such a horrible addiction that, you know, heroin and opioids and those things, what happens to their family, the children?
The children, either they can get taken away through Child Protective Services
during the recovery,
during the addiction, or if you have a great support system,
the family steps in
and they assist. So when you're recovering, you have to try your best to repair all your broken relationships. You have to be able to say to your children, I'm sorry, forgive me, I was addicted, I was not in my right frame of mind. You know, there's a lot of different conversations that you have to have with your children because they can never truly understand the addiction.
Right.
And it's very important to have your to be able to let your children normalize the conversation of what they're feeling. You have to make sure that you're able to address their mental health because you don't want it to become a repeated cycle.
Well, all the time during their addictions, they really weren't with their children anyway.
Yes.
I mean, you could be there physically.
Not. Yes, right. mentally, but
you can't be, because as a person who was addicted, you can't be
The unfortunate thing about that, Earl, is that when you're in addiction, you're with your kids, you're thinking you're there mentally because you're feeling great. You think you're there. You know, you're trying your best to be the best parent that you know how to be. And here's the other part of that, Earl. We cannot stigmatize someone who's living in addiction because it's a mental health issue. And until we address what's going on mentally, it's going to be very difficult to heal.
So I agree with what you just said, but we live in a society that doesn't. They don't look at it from that perspective, and that's unfortunate, Jeremy.
That's why we're trying to normalize the conversation. That's why we are out here loud and clear, speaking freely about addiction and how you can recover, and that we're not going to, we're not going to stigmatize you just because you're living that life in addiction. We're going to try to bring awareness because guess what? We are losing an enormous amount of people to people who are in addiction and being addicted to fentanyl.
So addiction is an escape from life.
Absolutely.
And I don't care what the addiction is, you are looking to escape from the reality of things. Jeremy?
Well, yeah, and the other thing you want to think about is what is normal is what you're saying, talking about folks in the conversation and talking about the issues of addiction. We're used to having those kinds of conversations. We want to add to that conversation, right? Yeah, we know young people are talking about parents being addicted. We know families are talking about other folks being addicted. But when was the last time we talked about recovery? When was the last time we talked about coping? When was the last time we talked about resources, right? And so we're adding to that conversation. Yes, and here's some ways you can access it. Here's some ways you can start looking at ways to recover. We should have the same energy around recovery and treatment and coping and healing as we do around trauma and children being taken and addiction. And we're saying we need the whole conversation.
So let me say this, man, because 4 years ago, everybody was talking about trauma.
Yep.
It was a buzzword. And there were all kind of meetings with the brightest of the bright. And we understood trauma and informed care and trauma, 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 everything, trauma, trauma. We understand trauma, trauma. And yet nothing of magnitude really came from that, because if you're going to address the issues of trauma, it's going to mean that there has to be some financial.
Yeah, some investment into that. Well, the other thing you want to remember, though, is we're talking about folks who do studies in science talking about trauma.
Right.
Right. And so what we know is in the community, we have been talking about trauma, but we weren't calling it trauma.
Right.
Right. So the conversation around trauma isn't new. It's just new in the platforms that finally got a report that said, they'd be like 20 years late. Report says, hey, these many people had A scores. Right.
Right.
The report was happened in 1995. They did some studying in 2015. Here we go talking about it. So we know that behind all the data and the conversations, there are peoples and their lives. Right.
Yeah.
So we know that the conversation around trauma isn't new. It just may be new to be on the news. It's new to be at a university. The reason why I mention that is because there's people who have been finding ways to cope with and heal from trauma for years. Mm-hmm. And just like the conversation around the trauma is new, the healing is going to be new, too, in 5 or 10 years. Folks are going to be talking about healing, 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 healing. There's new studies on how to heal. And all the while, we had already, for the last 10 years, been doing that healing work. We're saying we can beat the conversation. We can keep having the conversations around kitchen tables. And we do that by making sure we come on shows like these and saying, yep, we're talking about trauma. Yep, we're talking about addiction. But we're also talking about recovery. We're also talking about healing.
You know, guys, let me see. We got to go to a break. So hold the thought. 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads. baking our best for you.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org.
I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Russia freed WNBA star Brittany Griner this morning. She was jailed after the Russians found cannabis oil in her luggage.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home.
President Biden announcing the news this morning. This was a prisoner swap. The U.S. freed notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Boot.
Brittany Griner is free, but another American remains held in Russia. Paul Whelan has been detained 4 years on spying charges. The Biden administration had hoped to bring him home with Griner.
Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's.
The president says he'll keep working for Whelan's release. Now that her wife is free, Sherelle Griner says she's committed to the release of Whelan, too. Whelan's brother says he's disappointed for his family, but so glad for Griner's release. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Rita.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matmere with your headlines. It's been a good year for Wisconsin, the state dipping below 3% unemployment in the last 12 months, the current rate 3.3%, but a worker shortage still projected in the coming years. Amy Pekacek, secretary designee for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, tells the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel there are roughly 2 job openings for every job seeker in the state, so Wisconsin trying to re-engage people who've been out of the workforce for a number of reasons, including incarceration. There are currently 10 job centers and correctional facilities helping inmates get employment once they're released. Richland Center community members frustrated with the proposed closing of the UW-Richland campus. Supporters say some of the reasons for declining enrollment are due to the UW system's lack of financial support, drastic reductions in faculty and staff, and no marketing or strategic plans. They'll forward a petition to Governor Evers, UW System President Jay Rothman, and area lawmakers. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You text us that same number. My guess, it's Thursday, and normally on Friday we have Health and Human Services, Department of Milwaukee County Health and Human Services in, but I'm not going to be around on tomorrow. So we got him in today, and I'm really excited to have again. And I refer to you as a good friend, man, because the work that you do is also necessary in our community, and it's Jeremy Triblett and a new voice for many of us who there aren't enough voices right for what we're up against. So I want to welcome Mr. Hera Malik, and she is with Samad's House. And before we went to break, we're talking about. The opioids, and we're talking about the why am I forgetting that
fentanyl,
which is p- people who don't normally talk about addictions and don't agree with addictions, when they hear about fentanyl, they all stop, right? It becomes the number one topic, the number one issue when we're talking about addictions, and all the others fall behind that, right? Mm-hmm. And they act like people knowingly take fentanyl. They don't do that.
No, they don't knowingly know. Anyone is not knowingly saying, hey, I want to die today, you know? That would be suicide, correct? And what the studies show, as an article I was reading yesterday from the DEA, is that six out of 10 pills coming in to the United States are laced with fentanyl. 6 out of 10 pills.
So let me, it's an easy way for our government. You know, we produce our own pharmaceutical meds. Nobody produces as many pharmaceutical meds for our country as we do in this country. You would think that shutting off fentanyl pills from coming into this country, and I know they're not easy. You know, people who make a living selling drugs figure out every kind of way there is possible to bring what it is that they're bringing in, because there's that profit motive. So fentanyl is, I think, right during the Thanksgiving holiday, they were in candy, know, came in the guise of candy.
Yeah, it's, you can't smell it, can't taste it. And so what we've been telling folks is we have boxes of fentanyl test strips, right? And we've been giving folks training on how to use fentanyl test strips. You get a strip, a green packet, has two strips in it. You put the wavy side down in some water with your drugs in it, and it lets you know if it has fentanyl on it, right? And what we found, a study in New York said that a lot of people who are still using and want to use are also willing to test their drugs, because even though folks may be addicted, many of them still want
to live. They
want
to live, right.
They want to live. And so that's why we're offering fentanyl test strips, to make sure people can at least test the drug if they're not ready to begin recovering from that drug.
So I remember there was a pushback early on in the test strips, right? Which just didn't make any sense at all to me, right? We don't want people to take the test strips.
Reality, though, is that people are living their lives in addiction, right, Earl? Right. That's the reality.
Right.
We know that we are really pushing recovery, but the reality is that we know that people are still living in addiction. And so then when we're looking at fentanyl, we have to look at the numbers. The medical examiner has stated that as of November, 80% of fatal drug overdose deaths are related to fentanyl. So now we know that this one grain of fentanyl in any drug is 50 times more potent than morphine. Mm-hmm. So you can't see and know what you're taking. People are buying these pills off the street. They're buying their marijuana off the street. And unfortunately, people are addicted to cocaine and crack. And that is not exactly. They don't know.
Yeah. Take you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take them right
out. Your system takes you to the highest heights and the lowest lows at the same time. There's a conflict. Your system is pulling against itself. And it's a heartbreaking thing. Let me ask you, Jeremy. So what are you guys doing? Public relations. Clearly, you're doing public relations because the holidays the worst time.
And so we're pushing coping through the holidays.
That's right.
Jeremy and I have partnered with the Better Ways to Cope campaign. We're really pushing the coping mechanisms on how you can cope through the holiday and how you can live. So we kicked off that campaign with our coping trunk, which was, we lined the street of 23rd between Hatley and Locust with our cars, and in our trunks, we invited the community out, and we trained them. Each trunk they went through, they were trained on how to either use Narcan. They can receive fentanyl testing strips. They receive gun and safety lock bags. They receive deactivation drug kits. They also receive coats. We also gave out pumpkins. We also gave out candy to the children in a safe way. Mm-hmm. So that was the kickoff to our campaign for coping through the holidays. And so Jeremy has a series of things going on to give some coping ways through the holidays, and so does Samad's house. On December 20th, we are actually launching our FACTS Ambassadors. And our FACTS Ambassadors, that acronym stands for Fentanyl Accidents Continue to Soar. I have lived experienced women who we are going into the community of 53206. We're going into 53206 because we're housed there. That's where Samad's house is located. And also, that is one of the second highest zip codes in Milwaukee County
for fentanyl deaths.
For fentanyl, fatal and non-fatal drug overdose deaths. We're launching that on December 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. We're doing it at Ashley's Barbecue. And what we're doing, we have teamed with Milwaukee County Jeremy Triplett, Better Ways to Cope. We've partnered with Vital Strategies, and we have partnered with Wisconsin Voices for Recovery, and we're installing a Nalox box in that facility. The Nalox box will contain the Narcan, the CPR mask, because before the holidays actually happen, we want each establishment in our community to be equipped with the necessary resources to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. And that is only through the Narcan.
So as this listening audience, which includes some rural areas, you know, because the opioid situation is not just an urban one.
That's right.
It's all over the nation.
What we know is that Black men are dying at a higher rate. Comparatively. And so we know that the African-American community, particularly Black men, are being impacted and affected at a higher rate. And so for me, it's about the entire county, right? And so the first thing we did was we put some money aside to do Better Ways to Cope, leveling the conversation with everybody and being like, listen, no matter where you're from, no matter what the color of your skin is, how much money you got or don't got,
right. We're
all coping with something, right? That's the first thing. The second thing was we begin to fund organizations. We got Samad's house. We even have True School. They're teaching young people how to use art like rapping and graffiti and talking about drug misuse. We have different organizations. Community Advocates, they're doing a training series on the South Side, all in Spanish, so that we can make sure we hit that side of the city as well. Different agencies doing different stuff. And then we started a website, betterwaystocope.org, where you can find all the agencies we funded with these dollars, and you can find a lot of the other things that are happening with the campaign. The next thing I want to talk to you about related to that is we're looking at the entire county, right? And so one of the things we know is that there are 7 zip codes that are higher in opioid overdose deaths. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with those zip codes by putting vending machines full of harm reduction and prevention supplies free to the public. We're talking about vending machines here. And so you can go into a church, or you can go into a business, or you can go into a health department, any public place. If they have this vending machine, it's free to you. And you can pull out the supplies you need. You can pull out supplies to give to somebody else. But the point of the matter is we're increasing everybody's access. So we're going to start off with those 7 zip codes, but we're going to make sure there's a vending machine in all of the communities across the county, no matter where you are.
Let me ask you about the stigma.
Go ahead.
And how you'll be able to. So clearly these places where the vending machines are going to be placed, those people agree. That the owners of those facilities all agree.
That
stigma be damned. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So those places all agree, and they exist in a community. Right. So what we won't do is put a vending machine there and go, well, we put a vending machine there. Nah, we're going to go to spaces and places that are willing to not only have a vending machine, but also educate people around them. We're training all the staff in those organizations on how to use every item in the machine. They become an ambassador of those supplies. We're increasing the conversation. Right. Here's the thing about it. all of these supplies may have stigma against them, but one thing we can all agree on is I want to see you live to recover. That's an agreement we can all make today.
Absolutely.
I want to see you live to recover. And a lot of these supplies increase the chances for somebody to live another day in order to choose to recover.
So, Milwaukee County.
Yeah.
Which is, people, you know, people think about Milwaukee and the city, and they don't realize
it's the whole county, man. We're talking about Greendale and Greenfield. We're talking about Glendale. We're talking about different places and spaces across the entire county. I just had a meeting with them last month to let them know vending machines are coming even to your neighborhoods, right? And so we've ordered 25 vending machines to put across the entire county.
So let me ask you, because right now, there's still resources left over from COVID.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons you've probably been able to do these things is because of those resources, which eventually are going to dry up. The fact that you've been able to be to at least begin this, any thoughts about long term, the financial support necessary? How's the business community looking at this project?
One of the things we've done is we're applying for dollars to partner with Vivint Health LifePoint to actually hire a staff person to manage a website where you can order supplies from the website to your house, right? And so that staff person is going to be paid to literally stock vending machines and make sure you get your orders. And so we're thinking about infrastructure in that way as well. Partner with people who've been doing the work before all of this influx came in, right? And so one of the things that's important for us to recognize is we've been giving out harm reduction and prevention supplies before these dollars came in. So we already have the infrastructure to continue to do so. We're leveraging these dollars to expand and to make a huge impact, but we don't plan to stop because it's already in our infrastructure so far.
So here I am, a guy who's on the air 15 hours a week, you know, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, and supposedly in the know about things. And it's why I bring guys and people like, you know, Health and Human Services on.
Yep.
And you talked about what's going to be in these machines. I know about Narcan.
Yeah.
Right? But the other stuff you're talking about, I'm a fish out of water.
Listen, man, can I introduce you to a few things?
Well, yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah, man.
You know,
I got a T-shirt for you as well.
You got one big enough for a beach whale?
Listen, man, what size do you wear?
2X, man.
I got 2X and 3X.
Okay, well,
I got you.
Don't even talk about the 3X.
Listen, man.
I ain't looking to go there.
We got some 3X people in Milwaukee County, man. Come on now.
Okay,
Shout out to 3X.
Listen, man, we got to go to a break. And I want to see those things.
Yeah, man.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Man, I love having you on, you know, and welcome.
Thank you.
Look forward to having you back. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation
together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 37 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely. Highs level off around 35. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Again, my guests are Ms. Tahara Malik. She is with Samad's House, and Mr. Jeremy Triblett with Department of Health and Human Services Behavioral Health Services Prevention Coordinator. Let's go to Al. Hey, Al, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Earl. I was trying to catch his name because I need to talk to that gentleman.
Yo, Jeremy Triblett.
Yeah, the work that we do with men.
I'll make sure he gets your phone number, but go ahead.
Well, it's about, you know, we do anger management and emotional intelligence services here, and we don't have a connection, and I wanted to know if I can meet with him and talk about that.
This is Al Holmes of my father's house.
Oh, nice. Let's go, Al.
Yeah, we'll definitely connect for sure.
Thank you.
Al, I'll make sure it happens. Okay. Jeremy, so let's talk about these things that you have in front of you.
Yeah, man. So listen, 2023, I'm excited. We got 25 vending machines. They can hold all kinds of harm reduction and prevention supplies. We're going to put them all over the place, right? My vision is that when you're walking down the street, you see anything that you need to help reduce the harm for, you can go to a vending machine and for free pull it out of the vending machine and help save a life. The first thing I want to mention is there's a lot of people walking around in your house who may have loose medications. Okay? Loose medications. There's a lot of people who get introduced to opioids and pain medications because somebody else had it in the house. And it just be loose around.
Right.
We don't want to do that no more. We got two options for you. In the vending machine, you're going to see a lock bag. You get keys for this lock bag. You can have all the medications that you need to get healthy, but lock them up so that it reduces the chances that somebody else will get them who aren't prescribed them. We also have lock boxes. You can use a key, or you can actually use a 3-part code to get into this box as well. So you can protect your medication
and
make sure folks. Listen, man, I ain't saying none that costs nothing, okay? Everything over here is free, all right? The second thing related to that medication piece is there's a lot of folks who have old medications. Sometimes we put them down the toilet. Sometimes we have them in a bag under the bed.
Right.
Get them out
of
the house.
Throw them away in the garbage.
Listen, and it can destroy the environment. What we have is the Terra deactivation bags. All you do is put your pills in here, the ones you're not using no more, add water, shake it up. It's going to dissolve all your pills.
Wow.
Put it in your garbage can. That's
the bag.
That's it.
Okay, man.
I'm done.
Really, that's pretty cool.
Listen, come and grab these. These are going to be in vending machines across the county. We also have nasal Narcan, right? And so there's some people who may be in the midst of an overdose. You look at it, maybe they're foaming out the mouth, they're leaning over, they're barely breathing. If they're not responsive, you can actually use nasal Narcan. We're going to put boxes of these in the vending machine for folks who need them. I think everybody needs them. I keep this one in my car just in case.
Yeah.
Right? And all you want to do is if you see somebody that's not responsive, I wish I could give the whole presentation, but essentially you want to use this, stick it up their nostril and squirt it into their nostril. Wait 3 minutes for them to come back. If they don't, use the second box or the second nasal spray in the same box. So every box has two nasal sprays, and you would use one of them for one nostril, the other one of the other nostril. And you want to use these until that person gains a pulse again.
so, wow, man, that's, listen, man, you know, I mean, that's an unbelievable thing that people who don't have a pulse can somehow be brought back.
We have people who have literally used nasal Narcan, which is free to the community, going to be in vending machines across the county, who have saved lives.
So let me, let's move on, because that's just unbelievable.
Listen, man, and it's free, which means you can grab some.
And we've seen it happen. Mm-hmm. We've seen it done. We've seen someone without a pulse, and we administer the Narcan until they pulse, a faint pulse comes back, until 911 can get there.
So let me ask to both of you, is there a site that we could, that you can go on and see how to administer that? Because people would be leery on how to use that. I mean,
three things. We're preparing the betterwaystocope.com site to have all of these supplies on it with instructions and videos. That's going to be coming out in January. The second thing is, every time you see a vending machine with these supplies in it, all the staff who work at that building will be trained in all of these things. You can always ask somebody. And next to the vending machine are going to be very quick and easy instructions on how to use everything in the vending machine.
So how are people going to know the locations of the machines?
Yeah, man, we're going to have maps. So every time a machine gets launched, we're going to make a map and increase that map. That's going to be on betterwaystocope.com, and the map is going to be in locations. And then thirdly, we're going to be knocking on doors, right? Yeah. So we're going to be going to the communities around those vending machines saying, hey, here's what's in the vending machine, here's how you use it, here's where yours is near you. So this is a campaign, like I told you before, we try to make sure we do campaigns where we can survive it by word of mouth, by talking, by things that don't take a lot of dollars. And we know that if we put it on our website, it's a friendly place to go. If we stay on the streets knocking on doors, we've done that this year already. We're committed to doing that in the future. We can make sure we educate more people.
And Earl, let me, if I can jump
in. Quickly.
Yeah, so we're really putting boots to the ground. We're really in the communities talking and meeting people on their level. We know that a lot of people may not be able to read the instructions or even think they have the time to do it, and that's why we're in their face. We're going knocking on doors. We're putting out outreach events and rallies, making sure that people know how to save a life. And we're bringing awareness all around the county of Milwaukee, and we're doing a training. We're not just putting it on the website. We're in their face. We're saying, hey, this is real. We're
looking
to save
for volunteers to train as well. So that's going to come out as well, where folks who are already, listen, we got people in our community doing wellness checks and at parks giving out resources and programs. We want to make sure they're trained and equipped to have these things.
And we're posting up and doing outreach events at homeless shelters.
So let me squeeze Al in there quickly. Al, go ahead, quickly. Al, are you?
How to hold people harmless.
Repeat that, Al.
I want to know how you hold people harmless if they administer this drug and the person dies. What protects them from being sued if they have no medical training?
Hey, Al, thank you for the call, because we got to run. Hey, Jeremy, you want to respond to that?
In the state of Wisconsin, administering this particular Narcan, you are not going to be held legal for killing the person because you're trying to save their lives, right? And so the instructions are there so that you're able to do it correctly. Trainers are here to make sure you can do it correctly. Videos are made here so you can do it correctly. And when you're doing this, you aren't legally held accountable for if they pass away because you were trying to save their lives.
And let me jump in, because we also have, there's a law that's been passed that if you have a warrant out for your arrest and you're saving a life, they will not arrest you.
So let's do this. It's unfortunate, but we've reached our time limit. Time flies. You guys were absolutely spectacular as always, Jeremy. And it's a pleasure to meet you.
You as well.
Tahara, and we're going to do it again. I promise you. We got to go to a break. 844-967-20.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.